Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. Three Palestinians injured as army shells the Gaza-Egypt borders, and Palestinian President Abbas meets the US Secretary of State in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Air Force shelled three tunnels at dawn on Wednesday along the Gaza-Egypt border. The Israeli army claimed that the shelling came in retaliation for homemade shells fired into Israel. A spokesperson for the Israeli military stated that secondary explosions were seen after the Israelis shelled one of the tunnels and added that this is an indicator that the tunnels had ammunition in them. Meanwhile, medical sources in Gaza reported that six Palestinians were wounded in the Israeli shelling. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meets the US Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton on Wednesday in the central West Bank city of Ramallah. At the press conference following the meeting, Abbas told reporters that he is hoping for a major US role in the peace process, that any Israeli government must stop all settlement activities in the West Bank and open Gaza's borders to allow aid supplies into the besieged region. For her part, Secretary Clinton reaffirmed the US commitment to the peace process in the region. She also criticised the latest Israeli decision to demolish scores of Palestinian homes in Jerusalem. She deemed the decision as unhelpful to the peace efforts and in violation of the Roadmap peace plan. Clinton also met with Palestinian government officials and later is expected to meet Palestinian businessmen, Palestinian sources reported. The International Relations Department of the Palestinian Liberation Organization issued a report on Wednesday documenting Israeli military attacks during the month of February 2009. The report showed that 17 Palestinians, including four children, were killed last month by Israeli military fire in the West Bank and Gaza. In addition, 320 Palestinians have been kidnapped by Israeli forces and eight Palestinian-owned homes demolished by the Israeli authorities in Jerusalem, the PLO reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Kazam Banura.